NBA on NBC. The 1998.
What is up,
NBA
everybody?
Finals.
This is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to Pod of Fame, the podcast where we break down the careers of former athletes and decide whether or not they should get a call to the Hall. It is Friday, which means it is Hall of Fame Market Watch, the weekly segment where we talk about one player's Hall of Fame stock we are buying and one player's Hall of Fame stock we are selling. I apologize, this is coming out so late on Friday, but at the same time, I'm glad I waited because the player's stock we are buying today is a player who just pitched an absolute gem in just his second career start. That is, of course, Paul Skeens, the rookie right-handed flame-throwing pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Today was Skeens' second game. He's only pitched against Chicago Cubs on May 11th, so about a week ago. He had his first game. He only pitched four innings. He had seven strikeouts. He played very well, but he let some people on base who then the relievers came in, let up a bunch of earned runs for him. So he came in today with quite the high ERA, 6.75 after his first start. However, today he came into Wrigley and he fucking owned the Chicago Cubs. He owned my Chicago Cubs. Six innings, 11 strikeouts, one walk, zero hits, zero earned run in his second career game. Yes, Paul Skeens had a no-hitter going into the seventh inning. Now, he was at 100 pitches after the six. I figured they'd take him out. Of course, they did. This is not, you know, the 90s or any time before where someone had a no-hitter going, you're going to leave him in until at least they give up a hit. That's not the case here, and I totally get it. The Pirates were barely letting Skeens pitch, you know, over two innings in the minors. I bet they did not want him to go 100 pitches today. But how could they take the guy out? He was basically unhittable today. Skeens, number one pick overall in the 2023 draft coming out of LSU. Honestly, one of the bigger pitching prospects of recent memory. He dominated the minors, never missed a beat. Dominated in the college, dominated the minors. And the Pirates, you know, he should have been with the team to begin the year. Of course, there's reasons why Pittsburgh waited. But Paul Skeens was ready to pitch in the majors probably since they drafted him last year. The kid's 6'6", about 240 pounds. He's built like a tank. And the outing today just showed the absolute potential this kid has to be not just an ace on the staff of the Pittsburgh Pirates, but one of the best pitchers in the MLB, a future Cy Young type guy. You know, his game today, six no-hit innings, 10 Ks. In baseball history, no pitcher has ever pitched a, you know, at least six no-hit innings with at least 10 Ks in either of their first two career starts, never before. So technically, if you care about not laying up hits, strikeouts, which with a pitcher, that's probably right in the wheelhouse of what you want. Paul Skeens is the first person to ever do that in his first two starts. He is now carrying a 2.70 ERA, and in 10 innings has struck out 18 batters. And ladies and gentlemen, this kid's stuff is just absolutely filthy. It's hard to call him a kid when his stuff looks this dominant. Today, you started the whole arsenal, and he was obviously very in control, only walking one. In his first outing, he walked two. The speed, that's the easy thing to point to, right? Look at the radar gun. This kid's over 100. Most of his pitches that are, you know, fastballs in the first 4 to 5 innings. He's hitting 100 consistently, as high as 101.9 miles per hour. I mean, this kid's flirting with 102 mile per hour pitches constantly as a starter. The movement, I think, is what makes it special. Today's game, a lot of pitchers can throw 100 miles per hour. Not 101.9 is pretty special, but a lot of pitchers can throw triple digit. But the movement this kid is seeing on his fastball is unreal. It's all the buzzwords about a pitcher, right? It's the velocity. It's the movement. It's the perfect pitcher, right? And not only does he have this insane fastball, but he's got an above-average slider. He's got a change curve. He's got this splinker pitch, which is just today, especially at Wrigley, it's unfair. If this kid can stay healthy with the stuff he has, the arm talent he has, the sky's the limit. Again, it's two games. He's 1-0 now as a starter. Strikeouts are going to be insane for him. The control looks pretty damn good for a rookie. If the Pirates can give him some run support, this kid's going to win a lot of games. He's going to get a ton of strikeouts. And again, his ERA, if what we see in these first couple games, you know, is what we're dealing with here, and he's just going to get better, it's going to be one of the best pitchers in the National League. Now, we've seen plenty of top arms come into the major leagues before. This is nothing new. So I'm buying up stock now. I don't know how you can't. But like any pitcher, he's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay healthy. It worries me, someone that pitches as fast as him, how long that can last. We have not been seeing good stretches for pitchers that throw that fast these days. But hopefully he doesn't have to rely on that as much with some of his other pitches as they continue to develop. He can mix in that and give his arm a little less stress, but couldn't see, you know, most promising pitcher, I think young pitcher we have in the game right now. He's must see TV, and he's going to make Pirates at least, you know, every five games when he comes up in the rotation, he's going to make them much watch baseball. So Paul Skenes, as good as advertised, living up to all the hype already. He's got the build. He's got the frame. He's got the pitching arsenal, and he's got the speed, the top end speed that really, I feel like you only think top end relievers have. Skenes has it all. And gosh, jealous of the Pirates. And I'm upset that the Cubs are going to have to play this kid so much, but maybe I shouldn't, cause I get to see him live. So again, sky's the limit for Skenes, buying all the stock. And again, this kid stocks high. He did not come out of nowhere. We've all known that this is a top prospect coming up for a while now. But now we're seeing it against major league bats. Of course, batters are going to adjust over time. But again, I felt Kerry Wood vibes today from his performance at Wrigley Field. I canceled the podcast recording to watch. The guest I was going to have and I myself both were like, hey, we want to watch this. Let's record another time. That's how good this kid is. It stopped a pod today. So that's whose stock we are buying. Now let's talk about whose stock we are selling. So when it comes to whose stock we are selling, we're going to basketball, and we're going to a player who just, gosh, he has not impressed me whatsoever at this point of his career, and especially right now in a very heated playoff series that's now going to seven games, has not shown me much of anything, and that's Michael Porter Jr., of course, the forward for the Denver Nuggets. Michael Porter Jr., you know, he is coming off, he won a championship with Denver last year. But this year, right, against the Minnesota Timberwolves in round two, they are now in game seven after Minnesota blew them out in game six last night. In this series against Minnesota, let me read you his last five games. Last night, when they got destroyed, he had 8 points and six boards. He shot 3 of 9 from the field, 1 of 6 from three. The game before that, right? Game five. This is in Denver. 6 points, 7 boards, 2 for 7 from three, 2 for 10 from the field. So quick math here. He's 5 for 19 his last two games here, 3 for 13 from three. Okay, the game before that, game what? 4. 5 points. 3 boards, 2 of 4 from the field. And ladies and gentlemen, he played 35 minutes in that game. He's played over 30 minutes in all these games. Now, the game before that, game 3 against Minnesota, in Minnesota, he did have an okay game, 25 points, 4 boards. So better than okay game, shot 6 for 10 from the field, 4 for 5 from 3. But then the game before that, game 2, 9 points, 5 boards, 4 for 12 from the field, 1 for 7 from 3. This is not like when you think of Denver, you got, of course, Nikola Jokic, you got Jamal Murray. Michael Porter Jr. is being paid to be, honestly, he's getting as much money as the number two, but he's being paid on Denver to be their number three guy. He's not the number three guy. Aaron Gordon is clearly the number three guy on this team. Michael Porter Jr. actually in the last couple games, he's being replaced in the fourth. He's not even like ending the game on the court. You know, this kid has all the talent in the world. He's an offensive threat, but he's 25 years old. He has no accolades to his name besides the championship. But again, what was his role on that championship team? Yes, he played, but in that finals, it was worse than I thought when I went back to look. He averaged 10 points per game, 8 boards, shooting 33% from the field, 14% from three. 33% from the field and 14% from three in the finals. So yes, he has a ring, and yes, it's on his resume, and he was a part of that team. But by no means is he the guy that won them that championship, or is even, you know, a top three guy on that team that won the championship. Now, he's still young. He's got time to pick up all-star appearances, pick up all NBA appearances, you know, get that average over 20 points per game. But to be honest, again, this was his year 25 season. He played 81 games this year. He was very healthy this year. The health has been a knock for Porter already. He missed his whole first year. He only played 9 games in 2022. This year, he played a complete season. And he averaged 16.7 points per game, 7 boards. The highest scoring average he's ever had is 19 a game. That was when he was 22. He's trending down, actually, with this year. He shot 48% from the field, 39% from three. Again, this guy's an offensive talent. At his size, he's an excellent scorer. But that's about it. He's not, you know, going to be a great defender. He's about average these days. He's better than he used to be, but he's just an average defender. He's not a distributor. He can rebound, but he's not a rebounder. He's not even shooting 50% from the field. You know, I think he has, again, insane talent, but will this guy make the Hall of Fame? Again, let's say Denver wins another championship. Okay, he's collecting rings, but I don't know. The guy's going to have to make all-star teams at some point. He's going to need to play big in the finals at some point if they can even make it to the finals. And right now, he's fading in playoff moments in a series where Denver really needs help. You know, Nikola can't do it all by himself. I mean, he tries to, but he really can't. Jamal Murray, you know, if Jamal Murray's not on, someone else needs to step up. And Michael Porter Jr. just hasn't when Murray hasn't been there. Again, you can't, in a playoff series, have 4 games where you're in single digits when you're paid to be a scorer. Again, you're not doing much else on the court. You got to score. And Porter's just not doing that. So, again, I think he's a talent. It was great he could stay healthy this year, but I am selling off pretty much any Michael Porter Jr. stock I have. I don't imagine a future where the Hall of Fame's calling unless, you know, Denver rattles off 3 or 4 championships here and he's just, you know, a starter on those teams and he can parlay that into a Hall of Fame candidacy one day. Or if this offseason, for example, let's say Denver loses and they're like, we need to shake things up. Michael Porter Jr. gets traded somewhere and becomes like the primary go-to scorer, starts averaging 23, 24 points per game and just has a long career where he's a scorer. Maybe that's something, but I'm not seeing it. I'm selling the Michael Porter Jr. stock and I feel pretty okay about that. So that's all we have for you today on Hall of Fame Market Watch. Apologize again for the late release. That's all we have, though. So if you don't already, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, where you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at Pod of Fame. If you've done all that, you have done your homework. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday. Take care.